Welcome to the You Can Do This podcast with Charles Koloff. The daily podcast that provides you with the proven, idiot-proof path to fat loss and total body transformation. Get ready, because you're about to enter the You Can Do This podcast.
Hello, this is the Charles and Amber podcast. Today, I'm going to connect with you on an awesome topic. I was talking to a guy in the gym yesterday, and he was basically talking about how well he was doing following this diet plan. He had got down to 160 pounds. He felt the trimmest and best he's ever felt. And he talked about how it was easy to follow when he was on it, but then once he hit his goal, it's really hard to kind of stick with it after that, because it's like, okay, now that I've reached my goal, now that I can back off and relax and start enjoying some of these other foods again. And he talked about how he just had a hard time staying on a plan, sticking with the plan. And I'm going to talk about some key takeaways to be successful. So today's podcast is how to stick with the plan, how to stick with the diet plan. And so today on how to stick with a diet, I'm going to tell you, you guys can all be successful in following a diet and workout program. There's some key things that people do that cause them to fail. And through the course of, the last 15 years, Amber and I have worked with over 5,000 clients as far as in losing weight and toning up the body and integrating a good nutrition plan into their program. And it's hard to change certain people's habits within just like a 1 minute talk or a 10 minute talk or you know, they have 40 years of habits. It's hard to make those changes. They've got habits when they're up and down in the day, they flip back to their old protocol, or they have lack of planning. So the key things. So why do people fail on the plan? Well, number one, failing to make a plan is the first thing. In our program, the CF30 diet program that we give, we have a journal out that goes along with that. We talk about how failing to plan is planning to fail. And so if you don't make a game plan the night before, prep and plan your food the night before, when you're starting into your fitness journey, time's going to start passing. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to probably be a couple minutes behind schedule on something. You're going to be rushing around and rushing out the door. But if you don't have all your stuff pre-made and ready to go, and exactly the portions and exactly what you're wanting to accomplish preset, it's tough. So what you want to do is have a mind-freeing plan that you've designed, so that when you wake up and put your feet on the floor, you're just basically executing your pre-written, pre-designed, pre-made food plan. And that's where I always would say over and over and over again in the nutritional consults that I would do with clients is failing to plan is planning to fail. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So we got to make sure that when you go to bed, before you go to bed, you've got 10 minutes before you've gone to bed. You've got all your stuff ready to go. You've verified that. It's in your little container, satchel, little six-pack system or a little bag that you can literally wake up in the morning, get ready, grab your stuff, head out the door, and you're ready to go and execute for like a 12-hour workday or 10-hour workday, so that you're not making a poor decision. So first one is making sure you're not failing to plan. So make sure the night before you plan your food, your meals, and you make them the night before. Okay, second thing is you're not journaling things. A lot of people will follow a plan and they're not actually holding themselves accountable. And so they don't keep an active journal and a log. And they don't write down every single thing that they're eating that has caloric value. And so they're kind of saying, I'm eating good, but they're not really tracking it. And when I would train clients, every single time they came in, I spent 5 minutes before we even touch the workout to make sure that we've gone through every meal, that they know exactly what they're eating, what time they're eating, how much water they're drinking. Everything is recorded and held accountable to every single day. And at first people think this is ridiculous, but you'd be surprised at how many people end up taking bites of things and eating things and on the go and grabbing things that completely derail their program. So we've got to be journaling it. We have to have accountability on it. So no journal is number two. Number three, this is the reason I was talking to this guy last night. He was super serious about getting results. He was very, he would force himself to over restricting his diet, to try to only eat foods that have lower in carbohydrates, and he was very, very, and he would eat small amounts of them, and he'd work out extremely hard. So under eating is this next one. A lot of people are on their programs and they actually are eating in such a caloric deficit that they want results so bad, and then they work out so hard. It causes a feedback response that is just so hard to hold back on. So you're setting yourself up to fail. So you over-restrict, you over-exercise, and then about 6 to 8 hours, your body has the ghrelin hormones of hunger in the brain, the pressure sensors and density receptors in the stomach aren't satisfied. All of these things are feedback tools that we have naturally inside ourselves to want us to eat, and they end up binging on something. You end up wanting so much. And what I do with our diets and our programs is I actually give people no set limit to certain types of foods like meat and vegetables and protein shakes and water. When they're eating those foods to chew, swallow, digest a lean protein and a high cellulose-based vegetable, that it breaks down so slowly in the body, it's physically impossible to get fat off of. You cannot say, oh, I got so fat off of eating that extra chicken breast or three extra chicken breasts. It's so hard to digest and turn that into blood glucose response, insulin to be secreted from a protein response and to shuttle into adipose cells, fat cells. It does not occur fast enough. So what I'm trying to say is, I use this example. If you were to take a sugar cube, a square sugar cube, and place that between your cheek and gum and let it sit there, it'll dissolve in the matter of minutes without chewing, swallowing, or and your stomach digesting it. You can actually prick your finger with a glucometer through the buccal membranes in your mouth, and your body is absorbing that sugar through those buccal membranes under your tongue and in your mouth. And you can actually see your blood sugar rising within just a few minutes, not even swallowing, just through the absorption of your skin and your mouth. So absorption of calories, that little square sugar cube, is about 5 grams of unit volume weight and 20 calories. It'll absorb in the body without chewing, swallowing, or digestion, and it effortlessly then also increases the blood glucose because the blood sugar is rising, insulin is secreted, and if you're not calling for energy expenditure, it's going to mainly shuttle that into adipose or fat cells. And so we want to make sure that you can be successful in a program. So those high fast to absorb foods like that square 5 grams, 20 calorie sugar cube, if you were to take that same thing in a boneless, skinless chicken breast, and that's a little square chunk of chicken, like you'd see on a salad or something, it's 5 grams of unit volume weight. It's also 20 calories, but you place that between your cheek and gum and let it sit there. 20 minutes later, sitting there, you prick your finger. It'll never absorb through the buccal membranes. Protein-based foods, you're going to have to physically chew, swallow. Stomach acids will have to digest it. It'll have to break down. The cilia and the intestinal tract will slowly absorb the nutrients, carry it through the liver, and then through glycolysis, conversion of amino acids into glucose, takes anywhere from 6 to 16 hours. So it's physically impossible. It takes so long to chew, swallow, digest certain foods, you can't get fat off of it. Even though the same size, the same calories, the same unit volume weight, certain foods do not trigger an insulin response, do not create your body's ability to store fat readily. So it's the same calories, same amount of grams, same type of food, same food, a caloric value, but a totally different pathway for absorption. So they're just regular metabolic function of sitting there. It's physically impossible to get fat off of a high protein rich food. So I tell people what we're going to do is just eat more of high fiber and high protein rich foods. And that's going to make the pressure receptors and density receptors in your stomach feel great. And you're going to do very, very well on your program, and you're not going to derail. So a lot of people say, oh, I'm eating and I'm not going to lose as much. A lot of girls will say they'll just try to really undereat. And then what happens is they get craving, they get sugar cravings, because what happens, your body craves high glucose responsive foods the most, especially when you're over restricting. So it's the reason why people or girls and women have such sweet cravings and they screw it up. So done this for many, many, many years. I just tell people we're going to eat unlimited meat and vegetables, protein shakes and water, whole, and fill yourself up where you're satisfied. And do give them a target. But if we try to restrict them, they generally derail themselves pretty quick and then blow it and end up, just going all over the kitchen and trying to eat a bunch of junk. Or they're going out with friends and say, oh, heck with this food program. So under eating is a major issue. So goal, meat, vegetables, and those types of lean options digest so slow, the rate of absorption is so slow, they'll help with your pressure receptors and density receptors, and it still allows your body to mobilize fat in the body, so you can still lose fat. And so next is no accountability. Like, you aren't having any real strict accountability. It's like nobody in your life is giving you candor, direct candor. Most people can't take it. That's, I call it uncoachable or uncoachability. So no accountability and uncoachability is this next action item. And that's where you got to have somebody in your life who shoots you straight and keeps you on track. And that's what I did a lot with people. And they would give me the reins. And when they'd finally become successful and be coachable, we would get somewhere. But the lack of every person, in whether it's professional life, personal life, fitness journey, it's your coachability, your willingness to take constructive criticism. And I talk about that with our leadership team in our business. And so we've got to constantly be looking for accountability, having some in your life that gives us feedback with direct candor, that cares. And so we got to have that. And so when you put all that together, you're getting your food plan the night before, you're journaling stuff, you're also eating enough that you stay satisfied at all times, and you're providing good, strict accountability with candor and care, you're going to start seeing some awesome results. Well, all of this to say, you don't have to create it. We've already done it for you in our free CF30 diet program. This is CF30 Kolla Fitness 30-day diet program. You can get those free at each one of our gyms. We've got a free trainer that teaches it. It gives you exactly what to eat, what times to eat, how much water to drink, how to eat the food, how to plan the food, how to go shopping for the food, and then making sure that you can actually follow the workout plan. All of that is free. We get criticized. I've worked with over 5,000 clients. I've got a master's levels degree in college, and multimillionaire in fitness, self-made. And I'll have trainers like, well, that's just a cookie cutter program. Well, I'm telling you, it works, and it works really well. I suggest to not believe me. I suggest to just completely think I'm completely wrong and go see it for yourself. Go to Kolla Fitness YouTube page, Kolla Fitness YouTube, and look at Kolla Fitness Reviews. Type in Kolla Fitness Reviews in YouTube and just watch the thousands of videos, hundreds of videos in there, all across several different states, of people losing weight, getting in great shape, following the CF30 plans, and you too can be successful. It's an idiot-proof journal, simple to follow, has a scorecard at the end. You can grade yourself on a daily basis. It takes less than 5 minutes to fill out, and actually has the workouts in the journal. So go get the CF30 plan. But that's today's topic, was how to stick with a diet so that you too can be successful. And this guy that I talked to, he now is super excited because he's got a mind-freeing document that can help him be successful to sticking with the plan. This is Charles and Amber on the You Can Do This podcast. Have a blessed day. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.